An Ozark County man has pleaded guilty to murder charges. 34-year-old Tyler Reinard entered a guilty plea to second-degree murder and first-degree robbery in the 2018 death of 73-year-old Lawrence Clinton Brostett of Ozark Douglas County area near Squires. Reinhardt got 25 years on each charge with the sentences to run concurrently. A Viola woman has pleaded guilty to second-degree murder charges. 37-year-old Kyla Crony was one of three people arrested in connection with the double murder of Richard Kuntz of West Plains and Frankie Ziegler of Mountain View. Crony pleaded guilty and will be sentenced on October the 2nd. Two people suffered serious injuries in a UTV accident early this morning east of Koshkonong. The Highway Patrol reports that 26-year-old Nicholas Airy of Thayer and 20-year-old Hannah Bradley of Waynesville were both injured when a UTV driven by 25-year-old Michael Adams of West Plains traveled off the roadway and overturned. Adams was not injured but was charged with felony DWI involving an accident with serious injuries, careless and imprudent driving, and unlawful use of a UTV on a highway. Airy was flown to Elvis Presley Trauma Center in Memphis. Bradley was taken to OMC in West Plains. The accident happened around 3 o'clock this morning on Highway Z, about a half mile east of Koshkonong. Tuesday afternoon, the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services reported that there have been 60,935 COVID-19 cases in the state, with 1,312 deaths, and right now there are 840 people still in the hospital. Locally, there have been 22 cases in Carter County, 89 in Douglas County, 157 in Howe County, 16 in Oregon County, 15 in Ozark County, 54 in Ripley County, 43 in Shannon County, 57 in Texas County, and 62 in Wright County. The Arkansas Department of Health reported that there have been 50,411 COVID-19 cases in the state, with 566 deaths, and right now 42,998 recoveries. Locally, there's been 73 cases in Baxter County, 44 in Fulton County, 550 in Independence County, 53 in Izard County, 217 in Lawrence County, 29 in Marion County, 222 in Randolph County, 114 in Sharp County, and 69 in Stone County. A woman from Thornfield was arrested by the Highway Patrol Tuesday afternoon in Douglas County. 51-year-old Peebles Jones was arrested on a felony Douglas County warrant and for felony possession of a controlled substance, misdemeanor possession of marijuana, unlawful possession of drug paraphernalia, and no insurance. She was taken to Douglas County Jail and is being held without bond. The Fulton County Road Department is closed this week because of an outbreak of COVID-19. After consulting with the Arkansas Department of Health, the decision was made to close to allow adequate time to disinfect all facilities and equipment and to protect employees that have not tested positive. At this time, 8 employees have tested positive, and they are on a 14-day quarantine. Sunday, a man on a jet ski saved the life of a man from Clarkton, Missouri on the Current River. According to the Missouri State Highway Patrol report, 28-year-old Gilberto Leonardo was attempting to swim across the river and started bobbing, then submerged and had to be pulled from the water by the passerby on the jet ski. The person on the jet ski was not identified in the Missouri Highway Patrol report. A teacher in Pocahontas has received a highly touted award. Melody Murray, who teaches math at Pocahontas High School, received the Presidential Award for Excellence in Mathematics and Science Technology. The award goes to one math teacher and one science teacher in the state and recognizes people that have made significant contributions to mentoring and, as a result, supports the future productivity of science, technology, and mathematics workforce. Murray received a $10,000 award from the National Science Foundation. Earlier this week, ECNN talked to Roy Crouch, employment and education specialist at GoCat in West Plains, about the classes that they offer.
We've got just a whole series of classes. We've got some ag classes that are 5 weeks. We've got drafting class that's 8 weeks. We have a number of other classes that are 16 weeks, but they're like 8 weeks and 8 weeks. So it's quite a range, and that's probably the best thing about GoCat is you have the ability to come in and take classes that are two-year college degree programs all the way down to just a short 5-week manage your greenhouse class.
We ask him to tell us more about the greenhouse class.
Absolutely. That's one of three classes. Actually, we have a vegetable and fruit production class, which is a five-week class. Starts the 18th of August. Then we have a hydroponics and aquaponics class that follows that 5 weeks after the vegetable and fruit production class. Mm-hmm. And then the third class of the series is greenhouse management. So you've got an opportunity to take all three classes, or you can just take one class.
Tomorrow in our news, we'll hear from Mr. Crouch as he talks about machining class. Operational changes intended to help the financially troubled U.S. Postal Service save money aren't going over well with some small business owners. In Missouri and other states, recent modifications, including the end of overtime for workers, have led to numerous reports of delays, both in personal and commercial mail and package delivery. Chairman of the Package Coalition, John McHugh, says there is legitimate concern about the viability of some small businesses if these problems linger during what's expected to be a challenging economic recovery.
Package delivery for them is often vital. They have to get whatever it is they're making to their customers. They have to get from their suppliers whatever it is they need. And if that service is not available, what happens to those small businesses? They shut down. That's horrible for them.
Missouri has more than 523,000 small businesses. The Postmaster General said that the cutbacks are needed to produce more efficiencies for the agencies, which could lose roughly $11 billion this year.